好，我们先翻开圣经罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
罗马书第十章十三节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 13.
罗马书第十章十三节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 13.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
Verse 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
十四节。
Verse 14.
然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
Verse 14. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
十五节。若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
Verse 15. And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
保罗啊，在这里谈到了啊，我们信仰的一个啊过程。
Here, Paul mentioned about the process in our faith.
第一个，一定要有人先受差遣。
First, someone must be sent.
然后他才有办法去传道。
Then he'll be able to preach.
那么他去传了以后，所以才有听见啊这个福音的机会。
With a preacher, there will be a hearer.
那么因为听见了，所以他才选择要不要相信。
When the person who heard the news, then he can decide whether to believe or not.
那么因为相信了，所以才能够向神祈求。
And after he has believed, then he can pray to the God.
那么求告主名的人，最后就得救了。
And those who pray to the Lord will be saved.
这就是一个啊得救的一个过程。
And this is the process of being saved.
这中间的每一个环节啊不能够缺少。
And this process cannot lack of any one step.
啊，任何一个环节掉了，那么这个就不会啊达到最后啊得救的地步。
Any lack of one step will not allow us to attain this goal.
那么更啊基本的还是从头开始的那个要有人奉差遣。去报福音信息的人。
And the most fundamental step is to be sent and preach the word.
因此呢，这里他就引用了以赛亚书的一段经文。
Here's illustrated through the book of Isaiah.
他说：“报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
”As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
保罗写了书信，常常会引用旧约的经文。
Paul usually used the Old Testament scripture in his epistle.
我们来看这段经文是记录在以赛亚书五十二章。
This is recorded in Isaiah chapter 52.
我们请翻开以赛亚书五十二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 52.
第七节。
Verse 7.
以赛亚书五十二章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 52 verse 7.
那报佳音、传平安、报好信、传救恩的，对锡安说：“你的王，你的神作王了。”这人的脚登山何等佳美。
Verse 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, "Your God reigns."
我们再看第八节。
听
啊，你所望之人的声音，他们扬起身来一同歌唱，因为耶和华归回锡安的时候，他们必亲眼看见。
Verse 8, listen, your watchmen lift up their voice, together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see with it their own eyes.
第九节，耶路撒冷的荒场啊，要发起欢声，一同歌唱，因为耶和华安慰了他的百姓，救赎了耶路撒冷。
Verse 9, burst into song of joy together, you ruin of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people, he has redeemed Jerusalem.
第十节，耶路撒冷啊，耶和华在万国眼前露出圣臂，地极的人都看见我们神的救恩了。
Verse 10, the Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nation, and all the end of the earth will see the salvation of our God.
啊，这里说到了报佳音啊。报好信息的人啊，他们的脚中是何等的佳美。
Here mention of those who bring good news, how beautiful their feet are.
而这个报佳音，报什么佳音呢？
What kind of good news do they bring?
这是第八节到第十节所说的这个神要回到耶路撒冷来拯救以色列人的这个美好的信息。
And the good news contained in from verse 8 to 10 regarding how the Lord will return to Jerusalem.
他要来拯救以色列人。
And he will save the Israelites.
所以呢，要让地极的人都看见神的救恩。
So that everyone can see his salvation plan.
这就是报这样的好消息的人他们就到处去传讲，让大家听见了这个好消息而欢喜快乐。
Hence, this is the good news that the people are bringing about so that everyone can attain joy.
所以才会说，这样的人，他的脚登山是何等的佳美。
Hence, we can say these people who bring good news, how beautiful their feet are.
我们今天也就是在报好信息给这个世界的人。
As today, we are the one who bring good news to the world.
我们每次报好消息给世界的时候，我们的脚也留下了美好的脚迹。
When we bring good news to other people, our feet are also beautiful.
我们在上个礼拜天教会早上也有了一个发传单的活动。
And last Sunday, we have a flyer distribution activity.
那天早上我们来了13个人。
There were 13 who attended.
那我们分为四组出去发传单。
And we divided into four groups.
那么每一组三个人，那有的是四个人。
In groups of three or four.
那么我们就发传单就以教会为中心，然后把教会附近分为四个区块。
We went to the surrounding area with church being in the center.
那么出去像我自己是分配到Sky Chain 的这个 slogan 的这个区块的。
And divided among, I was in the group in charge of the SkyTrain area.
那我们这组有四个人。
And in my group, there were four people.
那我们出去之后呢，我们四个人又分为两小组呢，两个人两个人一组，又去一条街一条街的，一家一家的去发传单。
And within my group, I subdivided into per street, per person.
那么有的我们遇到路人，我们就把邀请卡送给他们。
When we meet someone, we just give them the invitation card.
然后他们看到这个邀请卡，他们很高兴就放在他们的皮夹里面。
When they received the invitation card, they were very happy.
他们很高兴的接到我们的邀请，他说好，他会考虑看看明天能不能来参加。
When they received the invitation card, they said they would consider coming.
那么其他我们也是一家一家的去放在他们的信箱里面。
In the same manner, we went to every house and put it in their mailbox.
那每放一个信箱我心里就很高兴说，哎呀，感谢神，今天我又把好消息报给这个家人
Whenever I put one invitation card into their mailbox, I felt very happy.
所以我们一边走路一边留下的脚迹呢，是何等的佳美。
So as I'm distributing these flyers, I am leaving a trace of beautiful feet trace.
结果呢，我们这样发了大概40分钟。哇，我们手上的拿的卡就全部发完了。
And altogether, we spent 40 minutes and we distributed everything.
所以我们后来回来以后就在抱怨说，哎呀，达人弟兄，你给我们的这个邀请卡太少了。
And after coming back, I told Brother Darren that the flyers that we receive are too little.
所以我们一发一下子不到一个小时就发完了，哎呀，没得发了，好可惜呀，我们只发两条街而已
Because we have distributed all within an hour.
因为才两条街就发完了，还有好多好多的住户都还没有收到我们的邀请卡。
And because we only had covered two streets, there are many more streets to cover.
所以呢，也许下次呢，我们要印制更多的邀请卡来让我们发送。
So perhaps next time we can print more.
那么倒是有到了一家的门口呢，我看到上面门口有一张牌子呢，让我跟我们的同工我们两个吓了一跳。
However, I went to a certain house. There were a sign posted on their
mailbox. 上面呢，在门口贴了一个他说什么 house dog on duty 就 on duty 应该是说有狗在看顾
On the door sign says house dog on duty.
所以我们看到这个牌子的时候，这个要不要进去
？So when we saw the sign, we were debating whether to go in or not.
如果真的把门打开以后，会不会有一只狗冲出来要看顾他的家。
We're wondering if we open this door, will a dog come out to bite us?
那么我们就祷告一下，就好吧，还是进去发传单。
So we did a short prayer and we went in. Anyway,
但是呢，我们后来有讨论以后我们遇到这种on duty 的这种牌子，我们就不要进去吧。
But after discussion, we decided not to do this in the future.
当然，这是一个 中间的一个插曲啊，这个只是我们在发传单会可能会碰到的一个现象而已。
So this is something I encounter along the way.
但是呢，在发传单呢，真的是给我们一个心灵上呢有非常充实、非常喜乐的一个心情。
But this overall, this experience gives us a very joyful experience.
因为呢，当我们这样去一家一家去发的时候呢，我们把这个好消息来告诉他。
Because when we're distributing these flyers, we are telling them the good news.
真的希望这一家人呢，能够有这样的一个机会来听见的福音。
And we hope for the household to come and hear the good news.
那么他们就可以来耶稣面前来领受这个平安。
So that they can come before the God and receive His peace.
所以呢，今天我们呢，明天下午就是又是我们的的诗歌布道会了。
Hence, tomorrow afternoon is our hymnal evangelical service.
那下礼拜三开始我们每天晚上。星期三、星期四、星期五三个晚上也有布道会。
And starting on next Wednesday, we will have our evangelical service.
这些呢都是我们在报好消息的一个机会。
And these are opportunity for us to tell the good news.
赶快把主耶稣的这个好消息来告诉我们的朋友们。
An opportunity for us to tell the good news of Jesus.
这是呢我们领受了主耶稣的恩典以后，我们要回报给主的一个机会。
This is a way for us to repay Lord Jesus when we have received so much grace from Him. 所以让
我想到圣经曾经记载了有四个麻风病人。
This reminds me of Bible have recorded four lepers.
他们这四个麻风病人他们也是把握一个机会去报好消息给他的同胞。
These four lepers also took hold of the opportunity to tell the good news to their friends.
我们来效法这四个麻风病人的行动。
And we should imitate their actions.
我们请看《列王记下》第七章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings, chapter 7.
列王记下第七章。
2 Kings, chapter 7.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第七章第三节。
Chapter 7, verse 3.
在城门那里有四个长大麻风的人，他们彼此说：“我们为何坐在这里等死呢？”
Verse 3. Now there were four men with leprosy at the entrance of the city gate, and they said to each other, "Why stay here until we die?"
第四节，我们若说进城去吧，城里有饥荒，必死在那里；若在这里坐着不动，也必是死。来吧，我们去投降亚兰人的军队。他们若留我们的活命就活着，若杀我们就死了吧。
Verse 4, if we say we'll go into the city, the famine is there, and we will die. And if we stay here, we will die. So let's go over to the camp of the Aramean and surrender. If they spare us, we live. If they kill us, then we die.
第五节，黄昏的时候，他们起来往亚兰人的营盘去，到了营边，不见一人在那里。
Verse 5, at dusk they got up and went to the camp of the Aramean. When they reached the edge of the camp, not a man was there.
第六节，因为主使亚兰人的军队听见车马的声音，是大军的声音，他们就彼此说，这必是以色列王会满赫人的诸王和埃及人的诸王来攻击我们。
Verse 6, for the Lord had caused the Aramean to hear the sound of chariot and horse, and a great army, so that they said to one another, Look, the king of Israel has hired the Hittites and Egyptian kings to attack us.
第七节，所以在黄昏的时候，他们起来逃跑，撇下帐篷、马、驴、营盘、造就，只顾逃命。
Verse 7, so they got up and fled in the dusk and abandoned their tent and their horses and donkey and left the camp as it was and ran for their lives.
第八节，那些长大麻风的到了营边。进了帐篷，吃了喝了，且从其中拿出金银和衣服来，去收藏了。回来又进了一座帐篷，从其中拿出财物来，去收藏了。
Verse 8, the men who had leprosy reached the edge of the camp and entered one of the tents. They ate and drank and carried away silver, gold, and clothes, and they went off and hid them. They returned and entered another tent and took something from it and hid them also.
第九节。那时他们彼此说，我们所做的不好，今日是有好信息的日子，我们竟不作声，若等到天亮，罪必临到我们。来吧，我们与王家报信去。
Verse 9, then they said to each other, we're not doing right. This is a day of good news, and we are keeping it to ourselves. If we wait until daylight, punishment will overtake us. Let's go at once and report this to the royal palace.
这里是记载了啊，当时亚兰王啊来攻打以色列人。
He records of a time when Aramean are attacking the Israelites.
然后把啊以色列的首都撒玛利亚呢，把它围困起来。
And the capital of which is Samaria was surrounded.
那么他们就没有办法得到食物啊，就全城都有饥荒。
Therefore, there were famine within the city because there are no food.
那么东西就越来越贵，那大家都饥荒饿死了。
And things become more expensive and people die of hunger.
可是呢，在这个时候呢，就发生了一个啊神迹。
And at this time happened a miracle.
就是呢，神要拯救以色列人。
God wanted to save the Israelites.
而当时呢，啊神就让啊这个亚兰军呢、啊，他们在半夜听到啊有很多车马的声音。
And God allowed the Aramean to hear the sound of the chariots and horses.
他们以为呢，啊，这个是以色列人呢，啊，去联络了其他国家的人呢，要来攻打。
And they thought the Israelites had had sent and had hired people from another country to attack them.
所以他们很害怕的，就在黄昏的时候就逃跑了。
So they were afraid and they fled.
然后就留下了整个所有的财物啊，都在帐篷里面。
And they left all their loot there.
可是这是神所做的一个救恩。
And this is a plan of God.
但以色列人这边的人没有人知道。
But none of the Israelites knew of this.
而现在呢，却是有四个麻风病人呢，啊，他们啊，想说啊，我们如果留在这个地方也是等死。
Yet there were four lepers saying they would die if they stayed there.
因为那时候已经有饥荒。
Because there were famine at the time.
大家都没有东西吃了。
They have nothing to eat.
甚至呢，有两个家庭呢，他们为维护他们的生命啊，所以互相交换儿子啊的生命啊，把他杀了，然后煮他的肉来吃。
It is so bad to a point where two families were killing their children for food.
所以这样的事情都发生了，就会让人啊真的是很痛心啊，那怎么办呢？
When such things are happening, they don't know what to do.
但是现在竟然是由四个麻风病人呢 来发现这个啊神迹。
Yet there are four lepers who realize this situation.
四个麻风病人说：“我们在这里也是饥荒，在这里坐着也是等死。”
When the four lepers discussing that if they're staying here, they will die.
那么我们不如到亚兰军那边去投降吧。
So they decided to go to the Aramean camp to surrender.
如果他们留我们的生命，我们就活着了。我们至少在那里有得到食物，我们去做他们的奴隶。
If they spare us, then we live. At least we'll be their slave and have food.
啊，如果他们还是要杀我们，我们就一将死掉吧。
If they decided to kill us, then we'll just die.
因为在这里饥荒也是等死，然后去那边，如果他们杀我们也是死，同样都是死，那就啊，总是有一个机会。
Because if we don't stay here, we'll die of the famine. But if we go there, if we get killed, then we'll still die.
啊，但是现在我们去了，还有一个可能会活着的机会。
But at least there's a chance of living going there.
所以他们这四个麻风病人就啊抱着这种啊啊可能会死啊也可能会活的希望，就到了亚兰军队。
So these four lepers decided to go, not knowing whether they will live or die.
结果呢，就发现整个啊整个军队的没有一个人啊。
And have discovered that the camp was empty.
那么所有的人都跑掉了，怎么回事？
And everyone have left.
他们只看到了很多的帐篷，里面的金银衣服，很多的财物。
They just saw many tents containing silver, gold clothing.
哦，还有马驴，所有的那些啊牲畜全部都还在。
There were horses, donkey, and all the livestock was still there.
那这些人到底去哪里了
？Where did all these people go?
哎呀，怎么会有这么多啊这么多的财物留下来给我们呢
？Why is there so many things left behind?
他们知道了，这就是神的救恩呐。
They knew this is God's plan.
所以呢，他们就彼此说了：“哎呀，我们现在拿了这么多的财物，难道我们不讲话吗
？”So they said to each other, "Now that we have gained so much, we should say something."
所以第九节呢，是整个啊四个麻风病人呢、啊、最后所做的共同的决定。
And verse 9 is the final decision of the four lepers.
他们说：“我们做的不好。
”They say that we're not doing right.
今天是有好信息的日子。
This is a day of good news.
我们如果不做声音啊，等到天亮，罪必临到我们。
If we are to keep this to ourselves and wait until daylight, punishment will overtake us.
因为到天亮的时候啊，所有的以色列人他们还是会来到啊亚兰的军队这边，而发现啊他们都没有人了，而且有很多的财物在这里。
Because by daylight, the Israelites will also discover this camp.
而那个时候呢，他们会发现，哎，这个四个麻风病人怎么在这里？
And they would discover the four lepers here.
那么就会责怪这四个麻风病人为什么不来报告好消息？
And they will accuse these four lepers of not proclaiming
the good news. 那么罪就会临到这四个麻风病人身上。
Hence they will be punished.
因此呢，他们就想现在我们要赶快去报告好消息。
So they decided to report this good news to the royal palace.
啊，因此呢，他就赶快回到以色列的啊。的城市里面来，
so they returned to the city gate.
然后就告诉、啊、以色列人说，哎呀，我们发现呢，啊、亚兰军呢、啊啊，已经人都跑光了。
And they told everyone that the Aramean camp is empty.
那么只剩下他们的财物。
And left all their things there.
所以呢，现在我们可以去拿取他们的财物。
So we can go there and take their things.
那真的后来他们就啊，真的这样出去了，就发现了亚兰人真的啊都跑走了。
As a result, they went out and discovered that what the leper said was true.
所以呢，神就拯救了这个啊以色列人。
And this is how God had rescued the Israelites.
现在呢，我们来看这四个麻风病人他们的啊行为。
Now let's look at the actions of the four lepers.
他们原来也是想说，我们如果留在城市里面是等死啊，因为这里是饥荒。
Originally, they thought they're going to die staying at where they are because of the famine.
但是现在呢，我们到亚兰军队去啊，我们还有可能啊。会得到食物，而且会留下来的生命。
But by going to the Aramean camp, there is a chance they may live.
而他们去了之后，竟然发现了神的拯救了。
And as a result, when they went, they discovered that the camp was empty.
但是现在呢，他们又知道不可以隐藏这个好消息。
And they also realized they shouldn't hide this news.
因为隐藏这个好消息，他们是有罪的。
Because to hide this news, they are subject to punishment.
如果他们把好消息告诉他们的同胞，他们也会得到更多的报赏。
By telling this news to others, they will also be rewarded.
所以我们从这个四个麻风病人呢，可以看到他们的心理上的几个变化。
So we can see the change in their hearts for the four lepers.
第一个呢，他们为什么能够去看见以色列人看见亚兰人，他们的军队人已经跑光了，而留下这些财物呢？
First is how they decided to go to the empty Aramean camp.
因为他们自己知道，还继续活留在这个围困饥荒的城市里面是要等死的。
Because they know staying in the city, they will only find death.
所以第一个，他们要去冒这个风险来得到这个生命的存活。
So they must risk their life to live.
而真的去了以后，他们真的看见有留下这么多的财物，来得到了主神的救恩了。
And in fact, by going, they realized that the camp was empty.
所以第一个他们心情是从紧张然后发现救恩而欢喜快乐。
So we can see that they were anxious at first, and then later became joyful.
今天我们活在这个世界上也是一个属灵的饥荒。
Today we're also facing spiritual famine.
因为这个世界现在没有了神的话语。
Because this world is lacking God's word.
那么没有神的话语呢？就是属灵的饥荒。
Without God's word, it became a spiritual famine.
我们来看一下阿摩斯书。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
在这里呢，有谈到了属灵的饥荒。
Here it talks about spiritual famine.
阿摩斯书第八章。
Amos chapter 8.
阿摩斯书第八章
Amos chapter
8第十一节
verse 11
主耶和华说日子将到我必命饥荒降在地上人饥荒非因无饼干渴非因无水乃因不听耶和华的话
verse 11 the days are coming declared the sovereign Lord when I will send a famine through the landNot a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the word of the Lord.
十二节，他们必漂流，从这海到那海，从北边到东边，往来奔跑，寻求耶和华的话，却寻不着。
12. Men will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for word of the Lord, but they will not find it.
在这里呢，神借着阿摩斯先知呢，宣告了一个饥荒的一个现象。
Through Prophet Amos, God is sending a message.
就是人会有饥荒，可是不是因为没有饼、没有水。
Here, men will face a famine, but not because of food or water.
所以这里的饥荒并不是 物质上的饥荒。
So it's not a physical famine.
而是因为缺乏神的话，缺啊，所以一种属灵的饥荒。
Rather, they're lacking the words of the Lord.
而这种属灵的饥荒啊，就是人的心灵没有啊，没有神的话语啊，所以没有办法得到安慰，没有办法得到平安。
And this regards to the heart of the man with does not have the word of the Lord.
所以今天呢，这个世界才会有这么多的灾难呢。
This is why we see so many disasters in the world.
因此呢，这是四个麻风病人，他们就是遇到饥荒了。
And because these four lepers had encountered famine,
他们要去寻找神的救恩。
They want to find God's grace.
今天我们看到这个世界。
Today, when we look at this world,
真的很多人都在患难困苦当中。
Many of them are in sorrow and troubles.
有人在统计呢得忧郁症的人其实是80%的人。
And there 80% of people are feeling depressed.
当然，这得忧郁症之后还有按照程度的差别，最严重的还要去看医生吃药。
Of course, there are various degrees of depression. For those who are more severe, will need to go to see the physician.
那么有人比较轻微的，可能只是晚上睡不着觉。
And for those of a lower degree, then they just probably suffering from insomnia.
可是呢，晚上睡不着觉，如果一两天还可以忍受。
For those who couldn't sleep for a couple of days, maybe they can handle this.
但是如果长期慢慢的越来越严重失眠的话，最后也会导致忧郁症。
But if this is chronic, then it will just make the depression worse.
所以我们想想呢，自己有没有失眠过呢？
So we should ask ourselves, are we suffering from insomnia?
如果有的话，我们就已经有轻微的忧郁症了。
If so, then we may be suffering from depression.
也可以说，我们已经有轻微的受到这种属灵的饥荒了。
Or to say we are suffering from the spiritual famine.
我们已经没有神的话语来安慰给我们属灵的食物。
Where we no longer have the words of God to give us the spiritual food in our heart.
因此，我们有属灵的饥荒，我们才会这么多的不平安，这么的忧伤这种忧虑的事情。
Because of spiritual famine, we feel very sorrow and trouble.
所以看到世界现在又有很多的灾难。
So we see many disasters in this world.
我们最近看到北韩一直的发布恐怖的消息，说他要用飞弹来攻击韩国、日本，甚至攻击美国。
And we can see that North Korea are planning a lot of missile attack to their neighboring country.
每次呢他一发布这种可能哪一天要发布这样的飞弹攻击的时候，全世界的媒体呢，哇，全世界的人都紧张起来了。
Whenever we hear of these news, these surrounding countries become very anxious.
那么就等到他会不会真的发布发出这个攻击呢？
And they were anticipating whether this will happen or not.
结果后来还好松了一口气，那天没有发布没有 发出发射这个导弹。
And they relieve a breath when it didn't happen.
其实呢，他们就是用这种方法要来威胁西方世界。
So they want to use these kind of method to bring about fear to the Western world.
希望要得到西方世界的经济的援助。
So that they can receive economic benefit.
可是呢，这种方法真的让世界的人都害怕。
But in fact, this is causing fear in the world.
因为他一直说他有核子飞弹。
Because they kept saying they have the ballistic weapon.
所以呢，这种核子的飞弹可以爆炸以后会毁灭全世界的。
And these mass destruction weapon can destroy the world.
因此今天我们说，这个世界真的没有平安。
So we can say, indeed, in this world, there's no peace.
因此，我们活在这个世界上，还是担心害怕。
And living in this world, we're living in fear.
但是主耶稣说，我们活在世界上有苦难，但是在耶稣基督里面有平安。
But Lord Jesus has mentioned to us that in this world there are sorrow and trouble, but in me there is peace.
所以呢，这四个麻风病人呢，最后就得到了食物了，得到了生命了。
So these four lepers at the end receive life.
今天我们也是在耶稣基督里面。我们要得到这种生命。
As today, we want to receive this life from God.
虽然我们一样活在这个世界上，还是有这么多的灾难很多的战争的消息，还是很多这些事情发生。
Though we are always surrounded by these troubles and anxiety in this world.
但是我们在基督里面我们是有平安的。
But in Christ, we have peace.
我们相信主一定会看顾我们的生活。
We believe that God will take care of our life.
因此呢，我们得到这种平安之后。我们现在赶快把好消息也告诉我们的同胞。
And when we receive this peace, we have to spread this news to others.
我们再看回来列王记下。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings.
接着呢，我们说了，他们这四个人呢，既然得到了食物了，得到了平安了。
We see that once they have received all the food and the peace.
列王记下第七章啊，接着第二个啊心情的变化就是开始，他们发现自己啊如果不去报告好消息的话，就会有罪。
We can see the second phase is when they realize that when they don't spread this news, they will be subject to punishment.
所以呢，在啊第七章第九节啊，他们就说我们做的不好。
So in chapter 7 verse 9, we can see that they said they're not doing good.
我们呢，如果竟然不出声音的话
，that if they keep this to themselves,
如果等到天亮，罪必临到我们啊。
Until daylight, punishment will overtake them.
所以现在呢，主耶稣已经把平安已经降临在我们心里面了。
As today, God had planted peace in our hearts.
今天我们就有一个传扬这个平安信息的责任。
We have the duty to preach the gospel.
就像这四个麻风病人一样啊，他们如果闭口不言，他们最后都有罪。
If we were just like these four lepers, if we were to keep this to ourselves, we'll be subject to punishment.
所以他们一定要去传扬这个啊好消息。
So we can see that they went ahead and reported to the royal palace.
今天我们也是一样啊，领受了耶稣的平安。
Today is the same. We received the peace from Lord Jesus.
我们一样有这个传扬这个消息的责任在我们身上。
We have the duty to preach this good news to others.
如果我们不去传扬，我们仍然在神面前是有罪的。
If we don't bring about these good news, we will be subject to punishment in front of God.
所以呢，保罗才会用这样的话语来鼓励弟兄姐妹要来传扬福音。
And Paul had also encouraged us to preach the gospel.
因为他说我自己也是有这种责任啊。
And he mentioned that he himself have this responsibility.
如果我不去传，我就有罪了。
If I don't preach the good news, I have sin.
我们请看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16。
哥林多前书第九章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16。
我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。
Yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
第十七节，我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。
17. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me.
十八节，既是这样，我的赏赐是什么呢？就是我传福音的时候，叫人不花钱得福音。免得用尽我传福音的权柄。
18. What then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel, I may offer it free of charge, and so not make use of my right in preaching it.
我们跳过来看23节。
Skip to verse 23.
凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
Verse 23. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings.
所以保罗说，他传福音是不得已的。
Here, Paul said that he's doing this for the sake of the gospel. 因
为这是他传福音的责任。
This is the responsibility of preaching
the gospel. 如果他不去传，他就没有尽了这个责任，当然他就会受到审判。
If he doesn't preach, then woe is to him.
因为他曾经是一个逼迫基督徒的人。
Because he was once a person who persecuted Christians.
当时他也是到了大马色去，然后领了一个权柄要来杀害这些基督徒。
And when he is in Damascus, he has the authority to persecute the Christians.
甚至斯提凡被石头打死的时候呢，被逼迫打死的时候呢，这个时候保罗还是一个少年人他站在旁边看着他被打死。
And even during the time when Stephen was persecuted to death, Paul was there.
当时呢，他也是欢喜的看到斯蒂凡被逼迫打死了。
And he was happy to see that Stephen died.
可是这样的人如果按照主耶稣的审判来看，这个人是要定死罪的。
But for such person, according to the God's judgment, he should be put to death.
因为他怎么可以去逼迫基督徒？这个是一个很大的罪。
Because it is a great sin to persecute the Christians.
可是后来，主耶稣在他往大马色的路上对他显现。
But the Lord had appeared to him on the path to Damascus.
结果他说，哎呀，主啊，你是谁？
And he said, Who are you, Lord?
啊，结果主耶稣对他说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And Jesus said to him, I am the Jesus who you persecute.
你逼迫基督徒就是逼迫我。
When you persecute the Christian, you are persecuting me.
所以那时候保罗才明白，原来他啊是犯罪了。
And this is how Paul had realized he had sinned.
所以他就悔改了。
And he repented.
后来主耶稣说啊，你到哪里去，我会教导你去做什么事情。
And God had instructed him to preach the gospel, and he'll guide him.
而且告诉他要去传扬福音。
And to spread this good news.
所以呢，保罗就领受了这个啊责任在他身上。
So Paul had received this responsibility from God.
如果他不去传，他就是违背了主耶稣的托付。
If he doesn't preach, then he will go against Jesus'
instruction. 当然，将来他要被审判。
And he will be punished.
所以他说，我不能不传啊。
So therefore, he must preach.
今天我们每一个啊，相信耶稣，我们得到救恩的人。
Today, for us, we have received the grace.
我们每个人也有这个责任在身上。
We also have this responsibility.
我们不能不传。
We should preach.
我们如果不传的话，我们仍然要最后到神面前会被审判的。
If we don't preach, we will face the judgment of God.
所以呢，啊，刚刚我们在会前唱诗有唱到281首，说我可以空手去见主吗？
As we have sang the hymn 281 in our hymnal session, can we go empty-handed?
如果我空手去见主的时候，那主耶稣啊如何审判我呢？
If I meet the Lord in empty hand, how will the Lord judge me?
因此，这就是一种责任呢，啊，去传扬好消息。
And this is the responsibility of spreading the good news.
所以一定要去传。
So we must preach.
那结果呢？他们去传了以后呢？哇！所有的以色列人欢喜快乐啊。
And after spreading the good news, all the Israelites rejoiced.
我们再看回来啊，《列王记下》啊，第七章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 7.
当他们呢啊去告诉啊那个撒玛利亚城的人呢、啊、
？When they told the people in Samaria.
啊，然后就告诉他们说，哎。我们已经看到亚兰人、啊、他们的人跑光了。
He told them that all the Aramean had left the camp.
那么、所以现在可以去、拿取他们的食物了。
And we can go attain their food.
哎，那真的后来、啊、他们就出去了，哇，就开始把亚兰人的、东西全部都抢回来了。
So they indeed they went out and plundered everything.
结果哇，结果人呐、啊，挤人呐、啊。
And there were many people there.
我们看一下哈，我们看、第七章的十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 16.
我们看十五节。
15.
十五节说，他们就追寻到、约旦河，看见满道上都是亚兰人疾跑时丢弃的衣服器具，使者就回来报告王。
15. They followed them as far as the Jordan, and they found the whole road strewn with the clothing and equipment the Arameans had thrown away in their headlong flight. So the messenger returned and reported to the king.
十六节。
16.
众人就出去。掳掠亚兰人的营盘，于是以细亚细面卖银一色克勒，二细亚大麦也卖银一色克勒，正如耶和华所说的。
16. Then the people went out and plundered the camp of the Aramean. So a seah of flour sold for a shekel, and two seah of barley sold for a shekel, and as the Lord had said.
所以这里就是说啊，众人出去呢。啊、真的发生、发现了这个现象，很高兴的，哇，全部都抢夺了亚兰人所留下的、这些财物、跟食物。
So this illustrates how、what the people had discovered at the Aramean camp.
那么当然得到了饱足啊。
And they are satisfied.
我们从这里可以知道说，报告好消息，让那些、贫困的、饥荒的人也得到食物啊。
And we know that by spreading this news, those who are suffering from the famine will also receive joy.
这就是、把平安、也让他们领受到了。
And this is also spreading the peace to them.
今天、我们也是有这样的一个、责任呢。
Today we also have this duty.
我们把主耶稣所托付的责任呢，就是要报告这个好消息，告诉全世界的人。
We must follow Jesus' instruction to preach his gospel.
今天我们去报告好消息，然后他们来到耶稣面前。他们领受了这个、平安跟恩典。
When we preach the gospel, they can come before the Lord and receive this peace.
我们就看到、神的作为。
And we can see God's work.
真的，这是一种、报好消息留下的脚迹呢，就是这么的佳美。
And this is what it means by how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news.
曾经呢，我负担过的教会呢，他们每一个礼拜都有一些福音工人呢，到医院去发传单。
I have once pastored a certain church where every Sunday they go to the hospital to distribute flyers.
他们因为呢，台湾的这个医院是比较自由一点呢，所以让人都还可以到病房一个一个病房呢，去发传单给那些病人让他们得到这个好消息。
Because the hospital in Taiwan allow us to distribute flyers to each ward.
那么这些福音工人呢，每个礼拜六下午聚会完后，他们就到医院去发传单。
Hence, these gospel workers always go to the hospital to distribute flyers.
那么一个一张一张的发就会一走到电梯，也是发给电梯里面的人。
One by one, even the people in the elevator.
那么发了这些信息他们就看到传单以后有的愿意来教会。
And for those who have received the invitation card, they are willing to come.
结果呢，我就看到这样的神迹
And then I witnessed a miracle.
真的有一个病人已经被医生宣判是癌症末期。
There was a person who was suffering from cancer, was declared as a terminal cancer.
可是呢，他就想说既然已经到末期了，快要死了，那不如我也去教会看看吧。
And that person thought, since it is terminal, I might as well just come to this church.
因为他得了这种癌症是很奇怪的癌症，几乎全世界呢，他说只有几个 case 的病例而已。
And he said his cancer was a minority, only a few people have this.
所以呢，他说医生说这个没办法治疗的。
And there's no cure to it.
所以呢，他就想说，既然是没办法治疗的，那既然是等死，那不如我就去教会看看，还有一个希望吧。
Since there is no cure, he decided to come to church. Maybe he has
some hope there. 所以这个先生呢，他就也真的看着传单，然后就来到教会。
So this person saw the card and he decided to come to church.
结果奇妙的神迹发生了。
And there was a miracle.
竟然医生说不可能治疗的，结果后来神治疗了他的病
For illness that the doctor cannot cure, he found that he was healed here at church.
所以呢，后来他就在教会祷告。
And he prayed here.
然后后来神就让他病一天一天的好起来。
And God allowed his sickness to be healed each
day. 后来竟然也健康了，然后就离开医院。
And he became healthy and be discharged from the hospital.
那么他也竟然说，我领受了恩典了，那我也要去传福音给这些病人呢。
And he said that I have received so much grace from God, I should spread this news to
others. 所以他自己也加入这个医院发传单的这个小组。
So he joined this group of flyer distribution.
结果呢，他一样跟这个小组又到医院去发传单给别人。
So he went to the hospital and distributed flyers to others.
结果医院里面的护士小姐呢，看到他说，这个先生，我不是看过你吗？你以前住在我们这里的人啊。
And the nurse in the hospital recognized him.
那你怎么竟然还活着呢？
How is it that you are still living?
我们都以为你出院，已经办后事，大概已经埋了了，大概已经不在这个世界上了。
We thought that you had passed away.
因为你出院呢，可能就是走了。
That when you have discharged from the hospital, you're probably.
可是你竟然还活着，而且还回到这里来要发传单。到底发生什么事情？
But yet you're alive and you're distributing flyers.
这个弟兄就这个机会来跟他们做见证，说耶稣救了我的生命
So the brothers took over this opportunity and preached to them.
然后后来呢，再去做检查的时候，医生说你那个病还在
And after checkup, the doctor said this illness is still there.
可是呢，你却很健康的在生活。
But yet you're very healthy.
他说既然健康，我就不用管他了。
Since you are healthy, we don't need to do anything about it.
那个病还在，可是我很好所以我还是吃得下，睡得着。
And he thought that since I still have this illness, but yet I can eat and drink.
那个病什么时候发作，不用管它了。
I don't need to care too much about it.
所以呢，很欢喜快乐在过每一天的生活。
So he joyfully passed each day.
所以呢，我碰到他的时候，他就跟我做见证。
So he testified to me.
所以我说真的是发传单就有这种恩典神迹的出现。
So we can see that when we're distributing flyers, we can.
因为这是神的作为，我们没有办法去预期的。
This is God's work, and it's not something we can anticipate.
但是我们只要去做我们的责任。
But we must fulfill our responsibility.
就是去传扬神的救恩的信息。
That is to preach the
gospel. 然后最后他们领受了神的平安的时候，就有这个神迹，就有这个见证出现。
So when they receive this grace from God, they have this miracle.
这就是我们看到最后的教会有这么多的恩典的出现跟见证
And we can see so many testimonies and grace within the church.
我们感谢主耶稣也给我们有这样一种报佳音的这个机会。
And we want to thank God for giving us the opportunity to bring good news to others.
所以下次呢，我们啊还是会用在啊下次的灵恩会之前，还是有发传单的时候。
So for next time, before the evangelical service, we still have this.
我们盼望下次我们会有更多的啊弟兄姐妹啊年轻人啊都可以一起来参与啊这个分发传单留下好脚中啊信息的机会。
And we hope that more brother and sister can participate in this event.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
279首。
279.